Hello guys, welcome to Man Strong Podcast. I'm actually on the way to the gym right now. I've been on the computer all morning and I need to burn some energy. I want to talk about a couple different things today. One is a very cool experience I had in a gym down in Costa Rica. One is a subject I probably should not talk about because I know I'm going to make enemies. But it's about parenting from a third person's point of view, since I don't have kids, which I know that makes it dangerous, and it's kind of like you can't say anything about black people unless you're black for some reason. But you can make observations, and that's what I want to do. And then I want to talk a little bit about the difference between strength and hypertrophy. If you're getting older, you need both, and you can't get both of them the same way. So I want to talk about that on the way to the gym. Now, before we do, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. He's got everything you need in the trapping industry. I just talked to him today. He's moving a tremendous amount of game calls right now, probably for Christmas. So if you're looking for somewhere to get a Christmas gift, he normally ships out the same day, especially if it's Monday through Friday, probably on Saturday, but not on Sunday. So if Christmas is coming up, just keep all that in mind. Really good company, quality service. You'll be glad that you dealt with them. And that's Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Now, guys, I had the coolest thing happen to me when I was in Costa Rica. We were down there for 10 days. About day 7, we're eating beans and rice, then rice and beans, then beans and rice with some other stuff thrown in there, because if you're on the tour of the country, they want you to eat what they eat. And let me tell you, I was feeling like a Pillsbury Doughboy that was getting severely soft. So we had an afternoon off, just do what we wanted to do. So I looked up and lo and behold, there was a gym about 3 kilometers away from where I was at. So I hopped in a cab and went down there. I had no intentions to actually lift weights on vacation, but I was just feeling too flabby. Just way too much food, not enough exercise. So I get down to this gym, and I think it's called like Much Muscle Gym or something. I'll be posting a picture of the sign up on Instagram when I get a chance. But I go in there and I start benching. And it didn't take me very long to figure out that what looks like a 45 pound down there is actually about 70 pounds because they're kilos instead of pounds, and it was very weird to be dealing with that. So anyway, I've got 2 of those plates on each side I'm benching, so it's probably around, I don't know, I'd say the bar was 45, so probably somewhere in the 240, 250 range, and I'm just doing reps. Like I said, I'm not trying to kill myself. I'm just trying to get things, you know, where they feel decent again. And these guys were in there, you know, just average size guys, and they kind of noticed me benching, and I didn't speak Spanish, they didn't speak English, and they kind of give me kind of like the Hulk picture and tell me to come over to them, and they start deadlifting. Now, when they started deadlifting, the gym owner, which I assume is a gym owner, he came over and sat on a stool next to his little counter and watched everybody deadlift. And we started with one plate, and these are actually 45 pound plates. One plate on each side is a warm up. They did 10, I did 10. When we went to 225, which was another plate, it got very interesting because everybody that completed 10 reps with 225, the owner pulls out shot glasses and fills it to the top with white rum. So everybody got a shot of rum that did 225. And then we jumped it up to added 50 pounds on that, so about 275, then 315, and then 365, then 405. And I was the only one still in the game about, I think it was about 365. Anyway, I did 10 more, so I ended up with 6 shots of rum. No air conditioning in this gym whatsoever. A lot of back slapping going on. I've never lifted weights buzz before, and everybody was happy, and it was just something they did, I reckon, to get people to deadlift. So that was just a freaking cool experience down in Costa Rica that I had, actually, you know, thinking about being in shape. And I wish I could have talked to them in their language, because they were jabbering on about all kind of stuff, and I have no idea what it was. But, you know, I guess meatheads are meatheads no matter what country they're in. And the other thing, guys, I want to talk about, and if this gets really close to home, please don't think I'm talking about you, because I'm not. I'm not talking about any individual at all. But another thing that happened in Costa Rica that I was just dumbfounded when I saw was there was a Indian dad from Dallas, Texas, that had three boys, and he was trying to get one of his boys to swim, and the kid was afraid to swim across the pool. You could tell that doing anything on his own just probably wasn't what he was used to, and his dad was trying to goad him into it. Finally, a little girl showed up, and she swam back and forth, so the boy thought he could do it, which he could. And he did that, and he had a younger son that was swimming about as good as the older son, and the dad was getting to swim to him. And my dad did this to me when I had swimming lessons when I was young. That's what they did. It was just kind of a common thing. So you get them swimming towards you, and then you take a couple of step backs, and they got to keep going. And before long, the person swimming that didn't think they could swim realizes they swim a whole length of the pool. Well, this little boy figured out that his dad was backing up, and got mad. And then once he realized that, he just refused to go any further, but then he started taking on water. Okay, so the dad grabs him and picks him up out of the water, and he coughs a few times, and that little kid reared back and slapped his dad right across the cheekbone as hard as he could. And I'm like thinking, oh shit, there's about to be a butt whooping. And the dad laughed. And the kid got mad because his retribution didn't get the response he wanted, so he ended up slapping his dad several times right in the face in public in front of everybody. And the only way the dad could keep his own little, I'm talking like 7 years old, 8 years old, keep his kid from hitting him is pull him in close and hold him where he couldn't swing no more. And the kid's throwing an absolute temper tantrum. What should the dad have done when the kid hit him? Don't know. Don't have kids. Don't know how I would react in that. But I guarantee you, I would not have a kid that thought it was okay to hit me or my wife. You could tell this was not unusual. Which brings me to the point that I'm nervously broaching. But we had several younger people on the trip, and I've been around lots of parents with kids. And just from a observation, it seems to me that nowadays parents want to be best friends with their kids. They want to be on the same level with their kids. They want the kids to think that they're equals to the parents. That their word means just as much as the parents. Their actions, everything about that. Now see, that's strange to me. And the reason it's strange is because that's not the way anybody in my generation was brought up. When I was younger, younger kids today would have a hard time understanding, we did not eat first. The adults did. We did not break into conversations, or there would be massive retribution for doing that. You had respect for adults, and you obeyed the adults, even if it wasn't your parents, because you knew the consequences if you didn't. But now that is not at all what I see with the relationship of parents and children. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I know what that's going to mean for the children as far as how they grow up or how they don't grow up. But it's just really strange to me. What I don't understand, see, in the military, you have certain boundaries that you do not cross. Enlisted do not fraternize. They do not go out and party with. They do not go on trips. They don't do stuff like that with officers. And lower enlisted do not mix with the higher ranking enlisted. Pretty much E5 and down is kind of a group. E6 and up is a group. And then you have the officers. And you don't mix. Now, were some of us friends that were officers and enlisted or lower and higher officers? Yes. But you don't cross those boundaries. And the reason is, when an order is given, there has to be a psychological understanding that somebody is over somebody else and somebody must do what someone else tells them to do without trying to question, without trying to barter, without trying to figure out ways to manipulate the outcome, the way that children I see day to do, because the parents allow them to like negotiate or something with them on what is right and wrong or what they can and cannot do. And I guess in a way, teaching negotiation skills is a good thing. But somewhere there has to be boundaries. And I don't know where those boundaries should be. But when I see parents that are actively pursuing trying to be best friends with their kids, you can bet your bottom dollar those kids do not. Let me repeat with that. Do not respect their parents as an authority figure. There's no way. That's not how humans are built. So when a parent tells them to do something, it's no different than a schoolyard friend telling them to do something. And then when the parent really needs them to do something and they balk because that's what they always do and they get away with it, the parent gets really upset. And they don't understand why the kid won't listen to them. When you've trained the kid that you're equals with them, so why would they listen to you? Now see, as dads and men, our job is to train young men. Once they get above a certain age, probably 12, 13, 14. Before that, it's the mama's job. They nurture, they protect, they care for. And once a kid gets up to that age, the man has to harden that kid with what the world is going to be like outside of mama's arms. So it can't be equal friends. There's no way. It just doesn't work. If you have an employee and they think that you're equal friends, try to tell them to do something they don't want to do. It doesn't work. That's the reason authority and not authority always has boundaries. And I think as men, that's something we need to think about when we're raising young men, is boundaries. Because if they think that they can do that to you, they think they can do that to a boss, they think they can do that to a drill sergeant, they think they can do that to the police, firemen, military, any authority figure they come in contact with, they automatically assume it's just another schoolboy. And then when the repercussions of their actions happen, they're shocked. And that's because they've been trained not to respect authority. So if you're a dad and you're trying to be the best friend of your kid, the question I think you need to ask yourself, and no one else can answer this to you, is that the easy thing to do, or is that the right thing to do? Is that the best thing to do with that child? Or is it just more convenient where you're hoping there's just more giggles and fun than there is actually any type of discipline? Because when they get out of your house, they're going to crash into what is real life, and that doesn't work that way. So are you training as a man? I'm not talking to women. As a man, are you training young men to be young men by treating them that way? So that's a decision you're going to have to make. I'm not even saying I know what the right answer is. I just know how I was brought up. So, there's that. But I can't imagine a grown man thinking it's okay to have a 7-year-old kid slapping him in the face in public and screaming at him. That does not register to me at all. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about today, now, if you're younger, you know, like from 40 years and below, and you're wanting to go lift weights because you want to get the girls, you want a good look, you know, look good naked and jacked and tanned and all that stuff, I totally get it. As we get older, though, us men, us old guys with gray beards, if we're going to take care of ourselves and be good examples to other young men, where we're not weak and frail and falling apart, and you're going to do that by using, if you have a sedentary life because of your work, and you're going to use training or exercise to get that, there's two things that I think you need to be aware of that I can tell from being older makes a lot of difference. And there's a lot of studies to back this up. There's just a lot of common sense to back this up. There's a lot of observations you can make of older people that back this up. One is, as you get older, you lose muscle. When you lose muscle, you get closer to death. Because you do things by accident that actually kill you most of the time. Or you just have a sucky life because you can't get off the toilet or out of the chair. Or you fall down and you break something and that leads to pneumonia, then you die. That's the facts of life with a weak, frail, older person. So you want to have muscle. Muscle is built with hypertrophy. That's just a fancy word for how do you build muscle. Actual size of muscle. And then as we get older, the other thing that we have to guard against that seems pretty straightforward is strength. Strength and hypertrophy are not the same thing. See, a bodybuilder can do very light weights and use a lot of concentration, a lot of muscle to mind link up. Really learn how to squeeze muscles, slow things down, have a good nutrition base, and they can do that with light weights, and they can build hypertrophy. But what those bodybuilders don't build a lot of times that lift that way is they're actually pretty weak, even though they have big muscles. And that's not what you need as an older person. We're not talking about getting on a stage, guys. We're talking about living life. So strength happens by lifting heavier crap than you lifted before. And training to be able to lift heavier crap than you've been able to lift before that time. That's how you get strong. See, hypertrophy is when you're lifting weights, and I've done quite a bit of research on this, and it's quite clear through science how you build muscle. When you exhaust the motor units in a muscle, through weight or reps, and the bar slows down because of fatigue, you will build muscle. Now, you can't falsely slow down the bar because you're not using enough motor units to make any difference. So if you're doing high reps and, you know, by 17 or so, it starts getting hard, you're using a lot of motor units producing force to move that, and the bar slowing down, and you build muscle. So the 17 before that were just mental masturbation, basically. And those last three or four build muscle. Now, if you were to add weight and lift heavy to begin with, say sets of fives or sets of six, and you're straining on the first one, you're building muscle on all five reps. But that takes a lot of energy. It's not the easiest thing to do. And most people don't go about lifting weights that way unless they're training to be strong. So hypertrophy is when a muscle gets tired enough that it has to use motor units and draw off other motor units that start to fatigue, and the bar slows down because they can't move it fast, and there's a lot of struggle and strain, basically, that happens. That's how you build muscle. Now, to build strength is totally different. The simplest way to build strength is you add a little bit of weight every time you go in the gym. And if you're new to weightlifting, you'll be able to do that for about a year, year and a half, and it'll slow down. If not, that means people's been lifting 20 years could bench press 3,000 pounds, and that's not how it is. So when you go in and you're thinking about hypertrophy, you can do high reps with low weight, and you will build it on the last part of that set. Or you can go heavy for 5 or 6 reps where you're straining on the first one and you're really straining on the last one, but you're doing everything you need to build muscle. But if you're trying to get strong, you need to add weight every time you go in the gym or on a regular basis of some kind. So if you go in and you can bench press 200 pounds, the next time you go in, put 205 on the bar. Try to do 5 sets of 5 per se. Then the next time you go in, you put 210 on the bar. 5 sets of 5, 5 sets of 3, something. Then it's 5, then it's 215, 220, 225, and you work your way up. So the easiest way to think about this is, like, 6 months from now, if you're lifting weights and you're lifting the same weights, you're not getting any stronger. I don't care how many times you go and lift weights. It doesn't work that way. You have to progressively lift heavier weights to become strong. You don't become strong by high reps and low weight, even though you can build muscle. So for an older person, it just makes sense to me, and common sense, and anybody can do this in a mirage of different ways. On certain exercises, I worry about strength, and on certain exercises, I worry about hypertrophy. Like I work out 4 days a week. I do chest and triceps one day. I do lower back and traps one day. I do upper back and biceps, which is what I'm getting ready to do right now. And then I do legs and shoulders on another day. And I rest because I push pretty hard when I go to the gym. So if I'm doing chest, I really concentrate on weight. See, like in 1 year, I went from about 235 bench the first time I touched the weights about 11 months ago till I just did 305 for a set of 3. Now, if I would have continued to do 225 or 235, I would still be doing 225 or 235. So I consistently add a little bit of weight, do the reps, come back, rest, add a little bit of weight, and it builds up. That's how you build strength. So on bench press, I'm worried about strength. It's the largest group of muscles that I can use. It's my chest, back, triceps, and shoulders. When I bench press, I worry about strength. And then I'll go do things like flies and incline press and decline press and different things I want to do for hypertrophy. But I'm still thinking about the strength, not just the muscle size. And if you're going to be worried about your muscle size, guys, you need to be bumping somewhere between 200 and 250 grams of protein a day, or you're not going to gain muscle, especially as you get older. You can only absorb about 60% of the protein you eat, starting at about age 50, which is what I am right now, getting ready to be 51. So I've got to eat more protein to be able to get that protein into my system to build muscle. To build strength, I've got to continuously add weight to certain exercises. Now, I'm not trying to add weight to every exercise, but if something feels light when I'm doing it, I will add weight, even though I was doing the same weight last couple of weeks or whatever, because you will get a little bit stronger, but you're not going to really train to get stronger. So if you're going to the gym, you're thinking about going to the gym, think about what you're doing. You need to build hypertrophy for your health, and you need to build strength for your health. Strong things do not die. Weak things die. Frailty is always the last stage of death, unless you have an accident or something. So look at programs and look at ways that you can lift weights where you can deadlift to build strength, and you can do stiff-legged deadlifts to build muscle. So you're not worried about adding weight per se, the same you would on the deadlift. You know, like on my T-bar rows, I'm worried about weight. But when I do the other exercises, I'm worried about hypertrophy. They'll be in the 10 to 15 rep range. They get really hard towards the end. I get a nice pump. I feel good. It's not as hard. And it all just seems to work out. So if you're older, think about that. Hypertrophy and strength. Figure out a program that you can build it. And if you do that, you're going to be a 52-year-old where you've got 25-year-olds spotting you on a bench doing twice as much as they could ever do on their best day. And as Tim said to somebody down in Birmingham, I think, no, it was Clarksville, he was deadlifting, and they couldn't believe him deadlifting. He said, yeah, I'm an old guy. Keep up if you can. That should be the way that we think. Just because we're getting older, let them keep up if they can. You're mentally stronger. Put it to work. And I'll talk to y'all next time.